So the first duty of government is to protect us from those who would do us harm, whether it's criminals and bandits in the streets right here or invaders from other countries. And the best proof of how evil our own government is how they utterly and intentionally fail to meet that basic responsibility. Our government lets millions of invaders pour in over the border without end. They let criminals loot and kill and terrorize with impunity. And then in this ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine, our government is siding with the country whose leaders are openly threatening to kill Americans. It's not a joke. Seriously, Russia has been showing restraint throughout this entire conflict. They have plenty of bones to pick with the United States, but they aren't assassinating Americans. They've even given back our lesbian basketball players after they break the law. They don't want this war to escalate. But Ukraine, on the other hand, Ukraine is now openly declaring that if the West stops funding them, then people in the West are going to die. A little over a week ago, The Economist published an interview with Ukrainian dictator Volodymyr Zelensky, where he said some very interesting things about what exactly would happen if Europe stopped supporting his war. This was what The Economist reported that he said, quote, "Curtailing aid to Ukraine would only prolong the war," Mr. Zelensky argues. "It would create risks for the West in its own backyard. There's no way of predicting how the millions of Ukrainian refugees in European countries would react to their country being abandoned. Ukrainians have generally behaved well and are very grateful to those who sheltered them. They will not forget that generosity, but it would not be a good story for Europe if it were to drive these people into a corner," unquote. So yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. Zelensky is saying, we have flooded Europe with refugees. And if you stop paying up for this fake war, then these refugees are going to turn into militants and combatants and start committing acts of terrorism on your soil. So now pay up. This isn't diplomacy. This is mob boss tactics from Europe's biggest mob boss. A mob boss who's in D.C. this week to beg for even more money for his gangster country, by the way. A whole bunch of Republicans like Tom Cotton are eagerly lining up to give that money to him. But that's not all. One of the recent additions to the Ukrainian armed forces since the invasion is this transgender mutant from the United States who goes by the name Sarah Ashton Cirillo. To be clear, this Sarah is a man, just a depraved and disturbed one. But anyway, this freak show has become the English language spokesman for the Ukrainian military, and he's using his job to gloat about the killings that his country will commit in the near future. You might remember last month on this show, we spoke with Rams Paul about Gonzalo Lira. That's a Chilean-born journalist who's been reporting from Ukraine ever since this war began. As we told you, Gonzalo has been arrested in Ukraine. Well, then he was released, and as he tried to leave the country, he was arrested again. Now this tranny freak Ukrainian has been speaking for the government, bragging that he'll be imprisoned or even executed. But it's not just that. He's bragging that Ukraine is ready to hunt down and kill any journalists that they don't like anywhere on Earth.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
This is absolute madness. Who does he mean when he says Gonzalo Lira won't be the first? He means people in the West who publicly question this war, who call for cutting off funding and negotiating a peace deal instead of fighting until every Ukrainian civilian is dead. He means hunting down people like Tucker Carlson. He means hunting down us here at the Stu Peters Network. And he means hunting down people like Harrison Smith, who hosts the American Journal on InfoWars. And he joins us now. Harrison, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate you being here. What does this all say to you about what's really happening in Ukraine? And most importantly, what's happening in the halls of our own government?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. And I mean, this story is just, it's the smorgasbord, isn't it? It's a man dressed as a woman lecturing us about truth. It's an American in a Ukrainian uniform lecturing us about war and threatening us in a high-handed and holier-than-thou righteous manner about killing journalists who go against their propaganda. I mean, it's just the perfect storm of absurdity. And I hate to say it's almost typical of what we're dealing with. It really just makes me think about nothing more than like, excuse me, the Like World War One, and you look back at just the killing fields and the millions upon millions of dead, and you think, 100 years later, you think, how did this ever get to this way? Didn't people know? Couldn't they tell what was going on even after the killing, got started? Wasn't there somebody saying, hey, this isn't worth it? We don't need to kill all these millions of people. And here we are just experiencing that. We know exactly how it feels now because we're in it. This war is not going to stop. Ukraine is saying just completely insane things. Thank God for J.D. Vance. And J.D. Vance has been actually asking questions about this and putting pressure on this man in a very unconvincing costume of a woman. It almost makes our job difficult, right? Because it's like, it's in your face. It's right there. If we have to explain what's going on to people, it's like we've already lost. If you don't immediately have an innate reaction to this that is basically revulsion and just like, whoever that is, I'm on the opposite side. If you don't already have that reaction, I don't know what I can say that can convince you what you're seeing here is beyond the pale, beyond description, beyond any human reason that I can try to impart to you.
I mean, Congress makes a declaration of war, correct? And the Congress controls the purse strings that fund wars and enrich NGOs and Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and the fossils and the DC Beltway, who is this Pfizer butt slut? What's his name? Lindsey Graham. These are warmongers. They're siphoning off hundreds of billions of dollars to enrich and empower themselves. And we have this Republican controlled Congress. We have a speaker who absolutely said that he would cut off the funding to this war. And now this war criminal, Zelensky, is here asking for more money after nearly $200 billion. What does that say about our own government, our own leaders?
Well, wouldn't that be nice if he was asking, as you pointed out in the beginning of this segment, he's demanding. I mean, he's making threats against us if we don't do as he says. And again, it's just the levels of absurdity of this, that you've got a president who has canceled all the elections in Ukraine, claiming to be fighting for democracy, right? Everything these people say is absurd, ridiculous, nonsensical. We're the reason that Ukraine is in this mess in the first place. It's not just Joe Biden, right? There are so many of the people in Congress and the Senate who have family members, sons, daughters in Ukraine making millions and millions of dollars. I mean, it's the biggest scam since COVID, probably, I guess. I mean, the number of scams we're dealing with on just a daily basis here is almost out of control. Yeah. But no, you're exactly right. I mean, we've been through this before, and this is the absurd thing. Just again, another parallel with COVID. It's like we're actually having to have the argument about masks again. We won this debate. We won the debate about foreign adventurism and foreign wars with Iraq, with Afghanistan. Everybody knows that the anti-war party was on the right side of history on that conflict. Suddenly this new conflict comes and they all get amnesia and can't remember that we've been through this before. We've been through this exercise and yet we're going through it again. We're going to waste billions of more dollars, millions of more lives. I mean, God only knows how many lives have been utterly destroyed because of this conflict already. It's only going to get worse. And, I wouldn't be surprised if 20 years from now, we're fighting Ukraine, we're fighting the Azov Battalion who are deemed terrorists. And, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if we at least lived in the time period back in 2003, when they actually had to try to convince us of weapons of mass destruction in order to get Congress on board and actually put it to a vote. They don't even bother with that anymore. We're just at war in Ukraine, and maybe they'll let us hold a vote eventually to maybe look at whether or not we should be in Ukraine. But in the meantime, we're in war. I mean, there's been no war declared, and they're not even trying to couch it under the NDAA, where they say, well, it's terrorism and we're authorized to go after terrorists. I mean, that's what they're doing in Syria, right? They don't even bother doing that in Ukraine. They're just going to war. We're just going to war. No vote, no question, no asking the American people. We're controlled by the most prolific warmongers the world has ever seen. And the media is behind them. The establishment's behind them. The international community is behind them. And whether that's by force, extortion, coercion, or whatever, or whether they're all just in on it, it doesn't matter. We've got to do something to stop this just unrelenting bloodletting that we're seeing across the world for, as far as I can tell, absolutely no purpose. Because if we're fighting for democracy, then the Ukraine is the worst possible country to uphold as an example of that democracy, because it's, at this point, no longer a functional democracy whatsoever.
Yeah, we're spreading democracy. That's always what it is. After the weapons of mass destruction was a complete lie and a blunder and it was outed, then the Saddam Hussein ties to Al-Qaeda. Whoops, spoiler alert, that was all fake too. So now we're just spreading democracy. We did that, as you mentioned, in Afghanistan. We did it in Syria. We did it in Libya. The military-industrial complex is not making a mistake here. This isn't like an oversight at all. This is theft from the American people and supporting literal neo-Nazis. At what point do the American people say, no, 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 no. What do we have to do, Harrison? I mean, we completely have a uniparty rogue warmongering corrupt machine of government, which I would say is a murderous corporate crime syndicate that has, you know, embedded corruption in it deeper than any other country on the face of the planet. And it turns out even the Afghanistan people would prefer the Taliban as opposed to our corruption and our missiles and our agenda being stuck all over the world.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And again, I just point to the fact that, like, if I have to try to explain to you why a man in a cheap wig and fake, like tissue paper breasts, I mean, the dudes I'm looking at him right now on my screen, and he's just repulsive. If you can't automatically see through what's going on here, it's like, I don't know if we can explain this to people. I like to think that we can. I have hope for the American people that we can wake up to this. And I also think this would be a great time for the left and the right to actually come together on something. Can't we all be against war? Is that such a difficult thing to come to grips on that we can all say, look, we just don't want war. We just don't want World War III. We don't want nuclear exchange. I mean, is that not something we can come together on and oppose this uniparty establishment? But then you go outside and you've got your neighbors waving Ukraine flags. And I just got to throw my hands up in the air and go, all right, these people are lost, man. I don't know how we convince these people. I don't know if they can be convinced. I don't like to be a downer. I don't like to be a black pillar. I mean, I sort of see our job, like, you know, people that host shows like this, like, we have a responsibility to keep up the morale because that's how wars are won. And we are in a war for the fate of humanity right now. You know, Napoleon says, like, in the realm of war, you know, morale to physical is 10 to 1, right? It's 10 times more important that your morale and your morals are up, because you don't defeat your enemy by killing them all. You defeat your enemy by demoralizing them and getting them to give up. So I don't want to give up. I don't want to act like this is hopeless. But stuff like this really makes me question whether we can break out of the mental prison that they have us in, where you've got people convinced that men are women, women are men, that we're fighting for democracy in a place that doesn't have elections. It just goes on and on. We're the peace party that demands war. And, you know, it's Russia's fault that we overthrew their government. I mean, it's all so ridiculously absurd. And yet they have this moral high ground that they put across that this Ukrainian spokesperson just takes to another level, where he's like, the Russians will be gnashing their teeth in righteous indignation. And it's just like, what is this man in a dress trying to talk to me about it? Why is he quoting the Bible at me while he's talking about killing journalists? Like, none of this makes any sense. So I would hope that the American people could see through it. If they can't see through it on their own, I don't know if we can explain to them just how messed up all of this is. I wish I had a better answer, but right now I'm just tearing my hair out because I don't know what the answer is, honestly.
Keep in mind, Ukraine was the testing spot for everything that was implemented here in 2020, from pandemic to the summer of love with the career criminal, home invading thug, you know, George Floyd dying of a fentanyl overdose, $12 billion in damage in his name, white horse carriage drawn funeral processions with, you know, United States Congressman, the Speaker of the House, like, kneeling in the rotunda of the Capitol building wearing a kente cloth that she likely has no idea what tribe it even belongs to or why she's wearing it. And we practiced all of these tactics in Ukraine in 2014. Both sides admitted that the 2014 elections there were done, you know, democratically, and that it was a fair election on both sides. We didn't like when that Ukrainian government started to adopt more pro-Russia policies, so our CIA effected a violent coup in that country and then employed the press to make it look like one of these popular BLM-style uprisings. And then mm-hmm. we did it here, and then they stole the election, and then they just did away with elections altogether, and that's what I see coming here. So at some point, it's going to have to be that we are the plan, and that we say, hey, you know what? This government has become oppressive to our God-given, inherent, inalienable rights, to our constitutional rights, and we're directed by the Constitution what to do when that happens. And I think we're getting there. I think we're on the precipice of so many people. And I'm with you. I'm optimistic because I think there's so many people, Harrison, that are waking up right now and going, well, hold on a minute now. Pandemics, you know, these are the wars we're fighting. Wars on disinformation, which means a war on you and I. You know, a war against Russia and Ukraine. I mean, all of these wars that we're allegedly fighting, and I think that the next stop for these globalists is to just say, you know, elections would just be a distraction right now. We're a country involved in too many wars, and we have to do away with these. Do you think that's an overstatement?
No, I don't think so at all. I think the more that I see, playing out, I think it's increasingly less likely that we even have a vote in 2024. And that's the thing. War with Russia would fulfill so many of their desires. I mean, think about what they want. They want the depopulation. They want the control. They want the reorganization of this society. What is a better excuse for reorganization of a society than a world war? I mean, not only do you get to actually draft guys into the army, you get to, you know, physically move them around the world. You get to take over entire industries. I mean, war is like that's the golden ticket for them. They get to do whatever the hell they want. Nothing about going to war with Russia would be contrary to what their already pre-designed plans are, whether it's the depopulation, the reorganization, the consolidation of the world's economies into the biggest corporations and the government sort of working hand in hand. And I mean, it's all in line with the Great Reset. So they have no incentive whatsoever to avoid war because they're not about to go to war. Their kids are not about to go to war. There's no physical danger for them. There's no economic danger for them. It's nothing but benefit for them, while people like you and I and the regular people out there will be the fodder fed into the meat grinder to achieve their goals. And when you talk about the Great Reset, I mean, the whole idea of representative democracy or people voting for what they want and the government putting into action, it is such a ridiculous joke at this point that you've got the farms being shut down in the Netherlands despite the Farmers' Party absolutely dominating at their parliamentary elections. You've got the people in Ireland opposing mass immigration by like 75 to 80%, according to polls. They're still getting it, whether they like it or not. So the whole idea of democracy is a facade and a fake and a fraud. And, you know, here in Texas, my fantasy is to have secession. I mean, when you talk about answers, when you talk about solutions, the federal government does absolutely nothing for us, whether on a state level or an individual level. They do nothing but take our money and then fund projects that are specifically and explicitly designed to destroy us, our way of life, our culture, our economy. Why would we be in this agreement? Why would we be in this partnership with the federal government when they do nothing but take and destroy? And we're on the hook for all of it. So I don't know, you know, in terms of like when you look at the landscape of everything that's going on in the world and you see how hopeless it is and how powerful they are, I would like to see some state secession movements at least get going to get the conversation out there, to put a fire, you know, in people's bellies, and maybe get all of these patriots and all the people that are aware around the world maybe consolidated in certain states like Florida and Texas. Then we can have the majority rather than the minority, and we can actually, you know, make a difference and separate ourselves from this cabal of and den of thieves that we call Washington, D.C. It's a long shot, but I that's like the only thing that gives me hope.
Well,
right now.
I just don't want to give up ground either. You know, I mean, we can't do that. Right. And I think that we are the majority because, you know, freedom loving, liberty embracing, you know, Americans who are really believe in the pursuit of happiness. They want to raise their children, have safe streets. I mean, those are the majority of people. And I don't care how they ideologically identify, because I think that's all a construct and it's all fake anyway. Our government is fake. These three-letter bureaucracies and these agencies are fake. You hit the nail on the head. You're always on fire. You did it again. We're funding our own demise. We are actually allowing for these unelected bureaucrats to become an out-of-control, murderous, authoritarian regime that is illegitimately in power, and they're in league with Satan, and most of them are pedophiles. We are funding this. Only when we say no more is it going to stop. I don't know logistically what it looks like. I don't know how exactly this plays out, but I do know this. I know that millions and millions of people are having their backs pushed up against the wall in a position that they don't want to be in, and that they're not going to take it much longer. Find him on InfoWars. Last minute, I'm going to give it to you.
No, okay. Well, thank you for having me on. And I mean, we have to do something. We have to keep our spirits up. We have to understand that there is no solution to this on an individual level. We have to come together and use our collective power. We do outnumber them by massive amounts. People are waking up to a massive degree, and it's up to us to take the confusion that people feel and clarify some of it and go, yeah, everything is crazy. And men, they say men are women and women are men, and there's war, and it's all very confusing. And you get that it's BS, but you can't quite figure out why everything's BS. The reason is they're creating a global government to depopulate the earth, to control everything in a singular open air concentration camp where they control everything like a computer chip, because these people are vengeful nerds with a control freak aspect to them. So we've got to stand up against them. It's up to us. It's now or never. The game is very late and the clock is ticking down. if we don't do something soon, then it's over for humanity. And, and that's not an understatement.
Wow.
It's a fight for humanity.
Yes, it is. A fight for humanity. On fire, as always. Find him on InfoWars. Harrison Smith, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. These are people who love their families. These are people who love their children. You're pushing them. You're showing them, we are coming for your children. We're going to take them. We're going to indoctrinate them. We're going to physically rape them. We are trying to kill them. And these people aren't going to take it. When 6.5 or 8 billion people across the face of the planet decide to say no more, there will be no safe place for these people to hide. We'll be right back. So I know, you know, everybody knows that eating fruits and vegetables is really important. If you don't want to be a fat, obese slob, if you want to have the energy that you need, get the antioxidants and the minerals that you need, yeah, fruits and vegetables. Any good doctor will tell you 6 cups of each every single day. Who in the hell has time for that? Cut up 6 heads of broccoli or cauliflower. What do I eat? Brussels sprouts, cucumbers? What are the best for me? How about the sugars and the fruits? Do these have the antioxidants and all the properties that I need, or are they just overloading me with sugar? This is why I use Field of Greens. Go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code STEW. 1 scoop, all your fruits and vegetables, 6 cups every single day of fruits and vegetables. It's organic stuff. It's real stuff. It's not some fake mRNA crap from China. It's not going to hurt you. Fieldofgreens.com. What I noticed right away, how clear my skin got within a week. Almost immediately felt the energy boost. The energy boost is awesome. You get up in the morning, you take your Field of Greens, you know that all the rest of the day you're taken care of. Go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code STU again. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code STU. We'll be right back.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew.